A Michigan filmmaker is taking her romantic comedy on the festival circuit, including a screening tonight in New York City. Detroit Unleaded focuses on the personalities who come and go at a gas station in the Motor City. The movie's writer, director, and producer, Roland Nashef, grew up on the west side of Lansing. Current state Scott Pohl spoke with Nashef about the project, which started as a 20-minute short film that premiered at the East Lansing Film Festival.
The East Lansing Film Festival was key because it was the first time that everybody in my life had seen my work, including my family and my cousin Leon Toomey, who finally saw the piece, was really inspired and basically asked me what's next, and I told him, well, based on all of this great reaction from our audience, I think this has to be a feature. And, where Detroit Unleaded the Short was this nonprofit venture, small, and it was me basically fundraising amongst my friends and family. Now we had to take it to another level, and I needed an executive producer. And, he really liked that. And, he's a person that spent his life, in the business world, buying and selling businesses and operating businesses. And so he really liked the idea of coming on board as my executive producer. And throughout the process, he, he became my producer as well. And so me and him, came together, and it was a really great partnership. And we produced a film for the first time.
We don't want to give too much away about the plot, but it's safe to say that it's a slow developing, in a lot of ways, awkward romance. Between two young Arab Americans on either side of the bulletproof glass at a well-fortified gas station in the city of Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
But what about this girl?
You don't talk to her like that, because she's an updo girl.
What's an updo? I want to talk to her.
Forget about her, bro.
I can't call her, I can't talk to her? Why not?
Because she's on lockdown, bro. That's it.
Where did you get the idea to build a romance around this setting?
Well, I was inspired by many different things. When I first moved to Detroit, that's when I began to actually notice gas stations and that they were all owned by Lebanese Americans and Lebanese immigrants. And, I just kept seeing these sort of repeated images of the glass, the bulletproof glass, and these young sort of Arab men behind the glass. And I kept thinking to myself, this has to change your perspective of how you see the world. I felt that the glass was there as this, tangible barrier. It's there to protect you from the other person that's standing on the other side. And I wanted to explore that dynamic. And I also was meeting lots of really great people, within the Arab American community there, because, Detroit is the highest concentration of Arab Americans outside of the Middle East. And so it was the first time I had lived in such a condensed, populated Arab community. And so it just seemed that all of our friends either worked at gas stations or owned gas stations, and it seemed to be this rite of passage. And then also I began to notice how segregated Detroit can be. Everybody sort of lives in their own separate neighborhoods, racially, economically. And the gas station, to me, was one of the few places where people actually came together. But it's always done through this bulletproof barrier. And so I wanted to explore that dynamic. It seemed to me like a turnstile where people came in and out of each other's lives. And of course, I had to put a little love story in there, because to me, it had this environment had all the makings of a really, really good story.
I want to ask you about casting this film, because it seems to me that it would have been challenging to find not just talented actors, but bilingual actors. There's a lot of Arabic spoken in the film with subtitles. Is there an active acting community, theater, movie, film community within Detroit and the Arab American community that helped feed your need for the cast here?
There's so many talented people in Detroit, and talent really came from everywhere. Musicians, artists, poets, actors. And so we had a big casting call. We did two of them, one to find our Arab American cast and one to find our customers and all of the supporting roles. And so the Arab American cast was a little bit more challenging because we're you know, within our community, it's still not something, it's like a little bit more taboo, maybe, you know, to go into acting or theater. But in 2005, when I made the short, we had about 20 people, Arab American actors, show up. In 2010, when we held the casting audition at the Arab American National Museum, we had about 120 people show up. So that really showed me that there was a little bit of a renaissance in our community, and people were just much more open to these possibilities now. So it was really people just coming in because they heard that there was this Arab American film, all of, you know, about 12 roles, young Arab Americans, and it was a positive script, you know, it was a positive portrayal. And I think people were just really excited to hear about something like this and to know that there was, you know, actually a film made about them, you know, about our lives and about our experiences. I had people come in and audition different gas station characters, you know, like I had them make up a gas station character or share their experiences in a gas station. A lot of times that their stories went into the script because it was just so inspiring, you know, or their characters. If they walked in with this great character, I worked it into the script.
I want to ask you about what I consider to be the subtext of the film, aside from the romance, and that is the assimilation into American culture of second-generation Arab Americans, I suppose, to some extent. Was that part of your intent? Is there a message here, not just for Arab Americans who might see the film, but for the rest of us when we see this film?
Well, I don't know if there's necessarily a message, but I, of course, you know, I did write from my own experience. And in my experience, you know, I grew up with a total lack of positive Arab images. You know, I never saw anybody that looked like me or a family that functioned like mine on television or in the movies. And on the other hand, we were constantly bombarded with negative images of Arabs in the media. And so there was this real missing image for me, you know, is where is everybody else? I was so deeply inspired, you know, by the people around me, by all these wonderful characters that, you know, I was just constantly asking myself, like, where is our experiences? And so I think that's the place where I was writing from. And that's what really drove me. Like, I really want to share this with everybody, you know, and especially the characters. The characters to me were like friends that you really like that you want to introduce the rest of the world to. You know, that's what the characters felt like to me. And that was always my driving force, is I got to introduce everybody to these people. You know, they're so funny and smart and fun. And, you know, and so that was always my goal.
The rollout of the film has primarily been on the film festival circuit, but at some very major film festivals. You've been in Toronto, you've been in Dubai. Was that part of the plan, or is that just the way it works with a film like yours?
Well, I think it was definitely part of the plan. I want this film to have, you know, a wide of a platform as possible, because I think it's important that people see it, not just because it's entertaining and fun, and I love it because, of course, I made it, but it's, I think it's important to have a diversified Arab image, you know, in the media, in mainstream media as well. To me, that is sharing of culture, and that is the translation of culture. You know, if I can get an audience to sit and laugh with these Arab characters, I think it's going to be harder for them to stereotype, you know, people.
But you must be hoping for general distribution or DVDs or cable, that sort of thing. Is that playing out for you too?
Yes, that's definitely the goal. You need to stay strong on the festival circuit and get your film in front of as many people as possible. And then the goal is to get picked up by a distribution company and to have a theatrical release for the film. You know, this is one of the first, if not the very first, Arab American romantic comedies. And so I think to me it's very important for people to enjoy it in a theater. And our goal is to stay strong on the festival circuit until that happens. And we would like to launch our theatrical release here in Detroit and Lansing, and have it start here and then move to several other cities. And this is our goal by the end of the year.
Roland Nashif is the writer and director of Detroit Unleaded. Thank you very much and good luck.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.